We're doing the Seder HaDorot. We're up to the year 1954. So, Haran wed when he was 39 years old. There's a medrash that said he had a child after 6 years. And he had a child named Lot, and then a child named Milcah. Interesting. Letters of Malka, but pronounced Milka. And then Sarai, and Haran was 42 years old when he had Sarah. Avram was 10 years old. And Avram was 32 years younger than Haran, his big brother. We know because Avram married his niece Sarai, and there was a 10-year gap between them, right? It says Avram was 100 when she was 90. So Lot was Sarai's sister, not like the Ibn Ezra suggests. He mentions here that Lot reappeared in Yehuda and Boaz, and the daughter who gave her father wine to drink reappeared in Tamar and Rus. Tamar with Yehuda, Rus with Boaz. Okay, Avram was 9 years old. Over here he says like this, Shera'uila Zriya. Avram reached the age that it says in the Mishnah in Nida that a child is old enough to have children, to procreate. So that's the year 1957. I don't know why he makes a note of Avram's becoming 9 years old then. Okay.
He's saying at 9 years old he's able to reproduce?
That's what the Mishnah says, yeah.
Okay. Remember we had this whole thing before with and saying that she was like 7 or something like that.
Right, the Gemara says that those were exceptional times, yes. In the year 1958, Haran is 42 years old, he has Sarah, and as we said, Avram is 10 years old, I don't know why he repeats that here. And Sarai is Yiska, she lived 127 years, as we know. Now, she reappeared. He raises here whose Gilgal she was, and the Tzarfis was within that secret of who Sarai was, whatever that means. Now here again we have a question of what how you you read what he says here. Says there's an acronym here, I'm not sure what it stands for. In Yechezkel, the beginning of the 16th chapter, it says, Avichei mori v'imech chitit. So Rashi explains, what does it mean? Your forefather was an Emori, and your matriarch was a Hittite. So Rashi explains in that pasuk in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Terach and his ancestors came from Canaan. So the Rashal on Parshas Chaye Sarah has a whole piece on this, that Sarah came from the family of Chet. He says, he builds a whole tower based on this whole idea that he develops, but it's a tower hanging in thin air. Because how could he say that Emori and Chiti, they were the sons of Ham, and Terach came from Shem? How could you say that they came from Chet? That's the whole point, that we're not. We're descendants of Shem. And Rashi in Yechezkel himself says, Avich, your forefather is Avram. Imech is Sarah. They got their greatness from Avram and Sarah. And Chet, what greatness did they get? Because they gave her a burial plot, Rashi says over there. The Radak explains, it says, Moldotaych Meretz Kenan, that you behave like the culture of Canaan. It's as though you were born in Canaan. The Pasuk doesn't mean they were literally from Canaanites, but the culture, their behavior was like Canaanites. And it's as though the Navi over there says, you were born in Canaan, and you're a Hittite, your forefather is a Hittite, your matriarch, your forefather is an Amori, your matriarch is a Hittite. So the Radak over there says, the Navi is chastising them. He's saying, the way you're behaving, it's as though your forefather was an Emori and your matriarch was a Hittite. because that's how you're behaving. So that's how the Radak explains the pasuk, because literally that's what the pasuk says. The Targum Yonasan says, your birth was in the land of Canaan. That's where I appeared on Avram, your patriarch. Not that Avram was a Canaanite, but rather that Hashem appeared to him in the land of Canaan. That's where the people of Israel were born, so to speak. Not that Avram was born there, but that's where the people of Israel were born.
In the territory of these particular...
Correct. Okay. And in the merit of your forefathers, I will destroy from before you the Emori and the Hittite. So again, the Targum learns, Avich Emori, in the merit of your forefathers, I will remove the Emori. Your mother, the Hittite, means in the merit of your mother, I will remove the Hittites. Okay, so that's Targum Yonazon. You see, everyone's having problems here. The pasuk here is problematic. It's a difficult pasuk to explain. The Rabbeinu Bechaye says, Avram wasn't born in Ur Kasdim, but on the other side, Ever Hanar. On the other side of the Euphrates, that's what it says in Yoshua. We say it in Agadah. Your forefathers came from the other side of the Euphrates. Me'olam means way back when. And that's why it says, Vayaged la'Avram ha'ivri. It says when there was a war, so then a fugitive came running, told Avram, the Ivri, from the other side of the Euphrates. It doesn't say Avram the Kasdi, Avram who came from Ur Kasdim. And a proof of this is that Nahor was in Haran. Look at the rest of Avram's family. Where does he send to get a shidduch to his family? That's out in Haran. Now, if Terach came from Ur Kasdim, that's out in Babylon, so then how come the rest of his family is to be found out in Haran? So, what does it mean when the pasuk says that Terach left Ur Kasdim and he took Avram and Lot and Haran, etc.? The idea is that they were all born in Aram on the other side of the Euphrates, as the Gemara says, that Avram hid in Kuta, and Kuta isn't in Kasdim, but it's on the other side of the Euphrates. And Terach had older children than Avram and Nahor, and they were over there on that side of the Euphrates. And Avram himself went to Kasdim, and that's where Terach went. He went to Avram to the land of Kasdim, and that's where he had his youngest son, Haran. And then Nahor, the elder son, Nahor Terach's eldest son, he stayed behind on the other side of the Euphrates, meaning Terach went with Avram to Ur Kasdim, but Nahor remained behind out in Haran. And that's why it says Haran, the pasuk says, "Ikach Avram." It says over there, "Eretz Molato Ur Kasdim." It's talking about Avram in Haran. So he wants to learn the one who was born there was not Avram; it was only Haran. Haran, the little brother, was already born out in Ur Kasdim, but it's not Avram. So that's third pshat here. Now, this is the Rabbeinu Bechaye. If you look in Parshas Lech Lecha on the beginning, there's a big discussion in the end of Noach, the beginning of Lech Lecha. There's a big discussion among the Rishonim there. The commentaries: where was Avram born? Ur Kasdim, Haran. How does this work? So he's bringing us the pshat of these pshatim. The Rambam writes in the Morn of Ruchim that Avram was born in Kuta. And in Kuta, he argued with the masses that worshipped the sun. And then the king imprisoned him. And he was there for a long time. And then the king was concerned that he would cause a mass rebellion. So he banished him from his country and sent him out to Canaan. And that's how Avram ends up in Canaan. That's how the Rambam describes it in the Moreh Nevuchim. So, so we have these different discussions of where Avram started off. Was it Kuta? Was it Kasdim? Was it Haran? And everyone agrees that he didn't start off in Canaan. He was not an Emori, and he was not a Chiti. Even though the Pasuk seems to say that he and Sarah were, but our tradition says no. that pasuk is not to be understood literally.